So this weekend, Avengers Infinity War became the fifth highest grossing film of all time. It was produced in Georgia and follows a long list of other commercially successful sci-fi films. A new series on AMC looks at the evolution of the genre. It's called James Cameron's Story of Science Fiction. Lisa Jazyk appears in the series. She's a professor of science fiction studies at Georgia Tech. Lisa, good to have you on the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Enough of the pleasantries, because we've got a lot of ground to cover, and you are so interesting. How did you get the role on the program?
It was great. They called me, Left Right Production Studios, who was managing the whole series, called me up, and they said, we want to talk to scholars about the series we're putting together, and do you have a few minutes to chat with us? And I said, yeah, that sounds interesting. I'd love to talk. And then 3 hours later, they were like, wow, that's really interesting. Would you actually like to come and film for the show sometime? And I thought, that's wonderful. I hadn't realized we were doing an audition right then and there, but I have to admit, it felt a lot like doing my PhD exams all over again, because I had to know everything, and I never knew what question was coming at me. But it was cool.
So wait a minute, you were in all six episodes.
Yes, I am.
What did you think of the experience?
The experience was fantastic. It was really exciting. We always talk in the science fiction community about how awesome it is that, like, authors and fans and editors all know each other, and our boundaries are very fluid. And so as someone who works primarily with print science fiction and with the written word, it was really exciting to get to go talk to professionals who make visual science fiction and to learn about how they do it.
So according to the network, and I need you to make sense of this, the show explores the evolution of science fiction from its cult beginnings and pulp to, I'm just reading this, okay, to the engine for blockbuster film and television success today. What does that mean?
Well, I think what it is it's true. Most people, right, get their experiences of science fiction through visual media, primarily through movies and television, but increasingly also through web series and video games. So for a lot of people, they know there's a long history of science fiction going back to some woman maybe named Mary Shelley who wrote a book called Frankenstein 200 years ago this year. But they don't know a lot about how you get from Mary Shelley to James Cameron, right? And so this show really does, I think, a cool job of trying to provide context for the kinds of visual science fiction we know so much. And so it goes back through the history, not just of visual science fiction, but print science fiction and how the two interact.
So what does Mary Shelley mean to science fiction?
She means everything to science fiction, right? She gave us some of our most iconic characters. She gave us the mad scientist, the misunderstood creature, the victimized woman, unfortunately, but, you know, got to do what we got to do here. and she taught us that we can value science and technology, but that we also need to respect its social dimensions and its moral dimensions, and that you can never separate the two.
Okay, so I want to play a bit of sound from the show. We have a clip from one of the episodes. This is George Lucas speaking with James Cameron about his views on science fiction.
Mm-hmm. I come out of anthropology.
Yeah.
So my focus is social systems.
Right.
And in science fiction, you got two branches. One is science.
Yeah.
And the other is social.
Right.
I'm much more of the 1984 kind of guy.
Okay, so to hear George Lucas talk, good sci-fi is populist in nature. And I wonder if you agree with this, where the little guy is taking on the empire. All right, that's clear in Star Wars, right?
Right.
Is he right about that? What makes good science fiction in your view?
Well, I think that he is right. Definitely, science fiction can either be about heroic scientists and engineers or heroic aliens maybe leading us into the future, but it also, especially since the 1960s and certainly in the milieu that Lucas grew up in and then became a director in, there was really a shift to thinking about the social impact of science and technology, right? He grows up in the wake of World War II and then where suddenly after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we're thinking about science and technology a little differently. And then, of course, living through the 1960s and the massive kinds of social organizations and institutions and people trying to make change, I think all of that really changed how people thought about science fiction and wanted it to speak for people and to be a window into how the world works and how, even if you're just a little person, you can maybe make a difference.
How does science fiction do that? That's a big, expansive explanation, but how does science fiction accomplish that?
Yeah, it has to do that by grabbing your imagination and maybe even your heart to a certain extent, right? So it's got to get your mind. You have to get interested in the problem of the story. Like, how did the world get this way? How can we fix it? How can I do better in my own world? But you also want to care about the characters there. That's part of what your hook is, right? That you see these characters having these experiences and you want the best for them, just like you want the best for your own world.
Yeah. Lisa Jacek is with us. She's a science fiction professor at Georgia Tech, and she is featured in James Cameron's Story of Science Fiction on AMC. How did you become interested in science fiction?
I don't ever remember a world without science fiction. My very first memory in the world is watching Star Trek reruns with my parents and eating organic radishes out of our garden. So clearly I was going to have to either grow up to be an organic farmer or a science fiction person. And I'm glad I went the science fiction route. It's fun.
Black Panther, Avengers, yeah. Infinity War, the James Cameron series is out on AMC. Why are people so interested in sci-fi?
Yeah, well, you know, there's different kinds of science fiction, right? So
yes.
That's something that I think is worth talking about. You've got the big Hollywood blockbusters. I would call those really true sci-fi movies. There are definitely ideas in them, and they're definitely grappling with issues of science and technology and society, but they're really there as much about the action and the adventure and the spectacle. It's so cool, like, to see.
So it's like a dollop of science in this big action movie. I mean, is a film like Black Panther, is a film like Infinity Wars, is that true science fiction in your eyes?
It's a kind of science fiction, I would say. I don't think it's what in the community we would call science fiction or SF, the best of the best, the stuff that really grapples with hard ideas and makes you see the world differently from a fresh perspective. We certainly get movies like that, and we can get big movies that do that, like Interstellar or Annihilation. But the really big sci-fi blockbusters, they have some hooks to science and technology, but they're there, I think, to capture the emotions of living in the modern moment as much as anything else.
And how important is it for this society to see gender and race diversity in sci-fi films? And that brings me back to Black Panther.
Obviously. Yeah, well, it seems to me critical. Science fiction is one of the only kinds of storytelling we have in the world that makes room for alien voices, right? And so for those of us who might feel alien or alienated by society, this is a genre we can go into and find a place for ourselves. And that's exciting. And I think that's part of what you've really been seeing, even in the great, especially in the great big blockbuster movies and the Marvel movies. So with Black Panther, right, for the first time, we're really getting a story that takes place outside of America and puts America in context to the rest of the world. And so even though it's still a story, so it's a story about a black man, which is awesome. But then it's also the story about all the women who support him as well. And in some ways, that becomes more interesting to watch. Well, what's his sister the scientist doing? What's his queen mother doing? What are all those warriors doing? And the more we get to see that, the more exciting I think the stuff gets. And you still get the big explosions. So you can have it all. I think that's what people need to realize.
That's wonderful. Lisa Jacek is here. She's a professor of science fiction studies at Georgia Tech. Lisa is actually featured in James Cameron's Story of Science Fiction on AMC. The show airs Mondays at 10 Eastern. Lisa, what a pleasure. That was fun.
Oh, it was. Thanks so much. I appreciate
it. My pleasure.